Why this title, A Thousand Needles?
The film is about women's experiences with sexual and reproductive health. And one of the main symptoms that women face when they have these issues is pelvic pain. So, and because I have these issues, my main problem is the kind of pain I have, which is not just menstrual pain, but pelvic pain. And I wanted to show how it feels. And I wanted to describe it. And it feels to me sometimes like having needles in my womb, and these needles are like 1,000 needles that are just in my womb hurting me. So that's where the title comes from. The project is based on my experiences. So I wrote a poem called 1,000 Needles, and when I shared it on Facebook, people thought I had cancer. And I wasn't talking about cancer, you know, I was talking about pain and pelvic pain and women's, you know, these women reproductive health issues. So then I felt that people needed to really understand what I was talking about. And really, that's how the idea for the film came about.
Which are your expectations when you talk about it?
I want people to, first of all, just listen, right? To just listen and understand that this is going on. But also, this is a very private issue. And I've realized that a lot of the women who have these issues, they don't want to talk about it because they would rather just, you know, stay at home and not talk about it. But I expect that we will talk about it so that we can actually have change. Because a lot of these issues, there are no cure, right? If you live with it, you're going to live with it forever. And I believe that there is no cure because there is not enough research. So if we talk about it and talk about it enough, then there will be research on it, and then at some point they might find a cure.
And how do people around you react to this project?
I think people are very supportive. I mean, my family, my mother, my brother, my friends, they've been very supportive. They've been very helpful because, you know, I was in Germany and the film is showing in Ghana, and they are the ones who have, you know, gone around, find like a venue and or do all the publicity. So they've been very helpful. I've not had any negative reactions. The one negative question I have had from people is people wondering how my boyfriend and his family would react to the film, because then they feel that I'm putting my private life out there, so then maybe they won't be happy about it. So I think that's the one comment that I get.
Considering the fact that women suffer from period pain every month, can this not be considered as normal?
Mm-hmm. No, because these are actually diseases, right? These are actually conditions. So like uterine fibroids, endometriosis, adenomyosis, these are actually diseases. So it's not normal. And these are things that can be managed and can hopefully in the future can be cured at some point.
To whom is your message addressed? Is it for men who don't know everything about this pain, or to women who have accepted it as a normality?
It's to everybody. It's to everybody. I mostly to the women. For me, I want women to just start saying that, well, this is not normal. This is just bad for your pain. There is a problem and we need a solution to this problem. But also to men, because it doesn't just affect the woman. You know, it affects her boyfriend, her husband, her mother, her father, her brother, her sister. So I want mostly women, but also everybody to just understand the message and listen to the message, understand the message. And then at some point, hopefully, you know, work towards trying to find this.
And in one of your posts, I remember you said that you don't want to be seen as a potential mother or daughter, and when you mm-hmm. go to the doctor, you want to be seen as a patient. Does this yeah. say a lot about the state of women in Ghana?
Yes. I mean, in Ghanaian society, women are seen within roles. I think it's not just Ghanaian. It's a thing that happens all over the world, where you're a woman because you become a mother, because you have a womb. So you're expected that you will have children. And so your behavior is supposed to be around being a mother, being a daughter, being a sister, being a wife. When you go to the hospital and the doctor only sees you as somebody who can become a mother, the diagnosis and prescription that is given to you is for that reason in the future. But at the moment when I'm sitting there, you know, I want to be a person. I don't want you to see me as a wife, which I'm not. I'm not even a wife, you know. I'm not a wife, I'm not a mother, I'm not any of these things. But I want you to see me as a person and say, okay, what do you want as a person? Not what do you want as a future mother, because I'm not yet a mother. But yeah, this is definitely the state of the way people see women. Because women are seen within these roles that they have to play. But it's not, I think it's not just a Ghanaian thing. You know, even when I was in Tanzania, this was also something that happened in Tanzania. You are a mother, or you are a sister, or you are a daughter. You're never just you as a person.
And as an African who lives in Europe, and can you tell more about these different perspectives of seeing women in both continents?
You know, the funny thing is, I think it's the same thing. Because when I went to the hospital for the first time in Bayreuth, and I had to see the gynecologist, and I remember getting there and then asking, oh, do you want to have children or not? And depending on whether you want to have children or not, or you take the pill or you don't take the pill. So you even go to see her, and it, you know, you're treated as based on what you tell her. So I really think it's the same thing.
Your campaign on this piece, your campaign began last year in March, and the movie will be released this year too. In March. Why did you choose this month? Is it related to the Women's Day?
Well, last year I didn't actually choose it. Last year it just sort of happened. But yeah, this year we specifically chose it for March, because March is International Women's Day. But March has International Women's Day. But March also is International Endometriosis Month. So I thought that it was really appropriate, because we can mix all of these two things. And this is something that affects women. So what better month than the month that is dedicated to women?
And what is your own understanding of the Women's Day?
Women's Day is a day dedicated to acknowledging, for me, to acknowledging women. But not just a day where, you know, you can give a rose to a woman and say, well, happy Women's Day, take a rose, be happy. No, but it's a day when people can actually sit and begin to acknowledge the sort of problems that women have, the sort of challenges that women have, and try to create systems to either break down the patriarchy, or break down what things that oppress women, or give opportunities to women to be equal to men in society.
And can you tell us more about your team, the people you are working with?
I worked with two Tanzanians and one African American. I was in the field in Tanzania when we shot this film. So one of them, the videographer, he's a Tanzanian filmmaker who works with an NGO called Thai Tanzania, which looks at women's health, actually. So they even talk about menstruation with girls. They have a project that gives free sanitary pads to girls in schools in Tanzania. Our director was an African-American woman who, she studied film in school, but she's a teacher at the moment. And then we had another Tanzanian who is, she's a public relations officer in one of the universities in Tanzania, Aga Khan University, but she wrote most of the poetry for the film because she's also a poet. So we were actually four people who worked on the film.
When and where will the film be screened?
So we are showing it in Ghana this Friday, 16th March at 5 p.m. And then on Saturday also in Ghana. Then we are going to move to Tanzania, but we don't have a date yet because we are still working on it. But we are looking at screening it in as many African countries as we can during the year. So Tanzania, we also are in talks to show it in Kenya, in Nigeria, and in Ethiopia. So these countries, we are at the moment talking with people in these countries, hoping that we can show it in these countries, but we don't have dates yet. We're also going to show it in Bayreuth. We don't have a date yet, but during the year, we are going to show the film in all these different places.
Which message would you like to vehicle? Which message would you like to share with the people outside?
I basically just want people to watch it and understand that pain is not normal. Pain is not good. And if there is any pain, there is a problem. But also, I want people to understand that when one sees this, one must be able to do something about it. Because the problem with having these issues is that there is no research. There is not enough research on this. So I want to be sure that people watch this and they think, we need to do research. Doctors need to do research. We need to have research centers in Africa that are looking at this issue.
Okay, thank you.